While the quake in Haiti hasn't changed day-to-day life for Haitian students living in Boston, it has changed the way many young Haitians here see their lives.
I heard about the earthquake while I was at work, but didn't really think much about it. I just thought it was a little thing that probably tore up the roads.
Sabrina Isaac is 15 years old and lives in Hyde Park.
When we got home, my mom immediately turned on the news. Then we finally learned how drastic the earthquake was. Houses had collapsed, buildings were demolished, and statues and important memorials, such as the presidential palace, were in complete ruins. That night, I lay my head down and prayed to God that my family would be okay. Day two comes along, and more details of the tragedy are broadcasted everywhere. The more we watch the news, the more our hearts go out to those who have lost their lives and those who are still trapped and waiting for someone to rescue them. I can see the hurt in my friend's eyes because she has already got the news that some of her family members are dead. Day three is here, and I'm not even worried about it because in my mind, they have found all the bodies. No one called my family about any deaths, so I thought we were safe. I called my mom, and by the tone of her voice, I knew there was something wrong. I asked her what was wrong, and that's when it all came pouring out of her. She only had to say one name, and I broke down crying. She told me that my two little cousins, one was 12 and one was 9, and my aunt had died in the earthquake. The house they lived in collapsed on them. Their deaths weren't instant. We were told that they were alive for several hours before they died. The news hit me like a ton of bricks. It was an indescribable feeling of anger, sadness, and pure frustration. The flashbacks of meeting them and my first time in Haiti all came rushing back. My little cousins were like my little brother and sister. I can still hear my aunt making fun of me in the way I speak Creole. Remembering the hot summer days in Haiti with them made me ask, why them? Why did this have to happen to them? Why not one instead of all three? Why Haiti? I can honestly say that this tragedy has made some part of me lose faith in God. People pray to him in hope of survival and are let down. How does that let me know he's really looking out for me? The fifth day, Saturday, was when we heard more about what happened and about what was done with my relative's body. I understand there is nowhere to put the bodies because there are so many, but loading a bunch of lifeless bodies and dumping them into a large open hole isn't the right thing to do, not only for the dead individuals, but also for their grieving families. I lie at night with pictures under my pillow that we took in July 2009, and I say, they're not really dead. They'll come back to me.
That's Sabrina Isaac, a 15-year-old student in Hyde Park. Her essay was originally published in Teen Voices, a magazine written by, for, and about teenage girls.